Listening in. Listening in is the most sublime experience I've discovered here in human form. I first began listening in 1988. Listening in begins as you shift your primary awareness from the external world to the internal world. Do you remember our exploration of inner world, outer world? It will assist you with this. As this shift takes place in you, you become available to notice a vast, limitless new expanse of possibility, for you begin to notice subtle energy. And as you begin to notice subtle energy, God can speak with you, just as God does speak with me. For you are no different. We are cut of the same cloth. It is simply I who did come down here first. And thus it is I, my friend, who does homeward lead. For I am the one who does know the sacred root, home. This is the only distinction between you and me. It is purely a matter of sequence, I repeat, sequence, that creates the illusion that we are different. Listening in, entering into active dialogue with higher wisdom, this requires 1. A deep trust in yourself. 2. A deep trust in the invisible. 3. A highly honed ability to discern and to distinguish between multiple subtle energies simultaneously. 4. Exquisite stillness such that the past, it can be relinquished, and the now, it can be welcomed in your embrace of love. 5. Ability to attune to precision meaning, inherent in communication, received via symbols, images, sounds, sensations, and words, concepts, and other energetic conduits. 6. Ability to double-check, to be exquisitely still enough to notice a next wave of finer clarification within a meaning of a simple or a sound. 7. Incredible humility and simultaneous strength. 8. Ideally playfulness while being completely sincere, truthful, honest, and of the highest possible integrity that a human being can instill. 9. A deep desire to serve more than one's own we self by offering one's abilities oh so generously, and thus one's dedication of one's abilities to a greater collective good. To begin familiarizing yourself with listening in, I recommend, in addition to the cleansing and the attuning practices that will necessarily precede this, I recommend that you begin to explore the position or the positions in which your body is most deeply relaxed. Why is this so incredibly important? Because when your body, it is tense, your ego, it is hypervigilant. It is frozen in time. It is paralyzed on the watch. It is not in the present. It is scanning the past for any old, stale dangers, just like an arcane lawyer might. A reason proclaimed by its might for Jesus to sue. For when ego is afraid, it paralyzes any trust that it ever had. It relegates its minimal proof, the only light that it does have, to darkness. It does cast it out, to attempt to protect you from what does not yet recognize, you from what it does not yet realize. Your ego, it did not know, until perhaps this second now, that God does come again in Jesus' form, yet different this time. For in his house there is no one. This not despair, for we have created a more sustained model. This time, Jesus, he lives in three forms. The very same souls who were his first house, they have returned here as three human beings. They are amongst you now. Yes, rejoice, rejoice, for they are amongst you now. And so your ego, it is looking out for a potential danger that does not exist. And when it is upon this watch, fearful, scanning for anything that it, repeat it, does not yet recognize, it blocks me out. For you and me in former times, this translated as our bodies were not relaxed. And so if your ego, it is not relaxed, it cannot allow your mind to be attentive to more subtle signals than it. When your ego is anxious, it keeps your attention captive on the surface, on the gross energy level. Only when your body is relaxed can your ego release its fear. Only when your ego releases its dominance, its overarching control, does it allow out of the cage to begin to notice as if a new day, subtle levels of reality. So experiment with positions in which your body is most deeply relaxed. For me, lying down upon the floor, rather than on a bed or on a cushioned surface, for the softness of the mattress, it still evokes micro-muscle tension. Or lying on my back in Shavasana, an ancient yogic posture in which the legs are extended long, with the heels approximately a foot and a half apart, and the arms extended long, with the backs of the hands on the ground, out to about a 45-degree angle, so that if you are sleeveless, you can feel the breeze under your armpits. The entire weight of your body is released, downward, sinking heavily and deeply into the ground. This is the most deeply relaxing position that my body has ever found. As I lie down and my body begins to deeply relax, my mind becomes available to notice subtle energy much more keenly in and around me, and I can begin to feel God. As I begin to notice this most gracious of subtle energies, or if I begin with listening in by lying down with a question to ask of higher wisdom already identified in my mind, then I begin to attune to the presence of the communication within this subtle energy code. For all subtle energy is speaking. Energy in motion is always speaking. Energy in motion, it is in fact the essence of all communication. This is how Ariel, she scribes. She listens, she feels how the energy flows. She feels how the energy flows. As we slow down, as we deeply relax, and thus as we begin to listen in, we begin to notice the language of the universe. We begin to notice that there is a constance of truthful communication. It is all around us. This is what indigenous people live and breathe and know, that spirit is always speaking, that spirit never ceases. We simply need to remember how to listen in. And as we do, a most glorious happening, it will arise in us. The dove, our collective sacred vehicle, it will begin to awaken. It will begin to awaken.